ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba. Ooh, it's Friday.
I can't hear.
Uh oh, it's Friday.
Oh yeah, baby, there
it is. Gonna be good.
What's my dyslexia? My dyslexia. Hi everybody. I'm sorry, is that? All right.
You got an intro?
You know I do, baby. You know I do. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, give it to me.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Ooh, that's me.
And that's me.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Oh yeah, cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here.
That's where it is. Yeah, you know what? Today is clothing optional Friday.
Yes, it is clothing optional Friday at the Swallow House. Because it's just us.
I love it.
It's just us. Just
and you. Daphne.
Well, yeah, us and the dog.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
She's a good dog.
She's a good dog. Oh, actually, I have some new music.
What is it?
I'll show you. Ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is my new music. Oh.
Is this just for today? Or
just for today.
Like a, okay.
Just for today.
That's right.
Take off my clothes wherever I want. Yeah, that's right. Anytime.
That's right. I said I'm free. Back to being the Swallows. That's real, real nice.
That is correct. That is our anthem right now.
Freedom Friday.
Yes, because we are free.
I love it.
We've got this house to ourselves.
Once again.
Again.
Once again.
Do what I want.
Any old time.
Any old time. That's right. Well, what that is relating to is the fact that my mama is moving out. The house is empty.
Yeah.
With just us and one left dog.
One left dog.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice. Pretty fun. You don't have to tell me. I power cleaned.
I was going to say, you were cleaning in the nude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awful cold for that.
Nah.
Crank that heat up to 78.
Yeah, it's like 74. I did. Cranked it up to 74.
I can't
blame you.
Until
the sun came out, and then it was got nicer in
here. And then it was better?
Yeah.
I don't blame you at all, because it just feels just nice to have the house back.
I think it took me like an hour and a half to clean that bathroom.
Woo! Well, she's been here, what, 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't cleaned it once?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that happens. You get a little pee on the seat.
I had to use a toothbrush.
Yeah, you mentioned that. But why?
Because, man, it gets in the cracks.
Well, you leave them. Leave the cracks.
No, that's gross.
I'm pretty sure you leave the cracks.
No, you clean the cracks.
Well, not with that toothbrush.
You clean the cracks with a toothbrush.
Well, thanks for doing that.
You clean the baseboard with a toothbrush.
I'll never go in that bathroom, but
no one
you.
Will. I'm going to hang plastic over the door so you can just look in like a museum.
This used to be a second bathroom for using.
Uh-huh. And now you could use the bathtub if you were stressed out or needed to soak, but you can't get through the plastic.
No, that's right. This is
took
just
me forever to scrub that tub.
Just an example of the way people used to live.
Like I just put the comment on the rag.
Do they even put bathtubs in houses anymore?
I think so.
I don't think so.
They put bigger ones now.
Oh, now they put like spas.
Yeah.
No one gets a bathtub.
No.
Apartments probably get bathtubs.
That bathtub up there is probably almost as old as I am.
Well, stock to the house.
Yeah.
And I think this house was built in 72.
Yeah.
73, something
yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
It's the same refrigerator, same stove. Well, not same stove. Same sinks in every bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been no remodel.
Yeah.
The only upgrading in this house is what we've done with putting in a new toilet.
A new tile.
We put in new tile, put a new sink in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
But other than that bathroom, we'd never even been in there.
Yeah, that's always been the kids' bathroom.
I never even pooped in there.
Oh.
I've never showered in there.
Yeah, I haven't showered in there.
Yeah, ever. In the 16 years we've lived here. I have no need to go in that bathroom.
There's like four humidifiers in there.
I didn't think we had any humidifiers.
We have four.
Well, where did we get these humidifiers?
I believe that we got them all for Ariel.
And then just stuck them under there?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, don't you want to use one? Aren't you like, it's so dry?
Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of humidifier you use to like moisten your house up.
Oh.
I think that's just for sleeping.
Oh.
Because I think the ones that you use in your house to like keep your whole house humid.
Yeah, well, those you like hook to your...
I think they are... You don't have to hook them to heater? Your heater. They have them. But I think they blow out a much finer...
A finer mist.
Mist, yeah. The ones we have under the sink.
Because in the morning on the carpet is wet after...
Yes, especially
you left
that
the humidifier
one.
Run.
Yeah, especially the old one, which we got rid of, which is probably why we got the new ones. Yeah. But now I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I know I'm dry.
Yeah, right?
I'm dry.
One is a Vicks humidifier that you put Vicks vapor rub in.
Ooh.
Weird.
Why?
I think Ariel bought that one.
Vicks.
I should ship her one. Here, take your freaking humidifier.
Why didn't she take any of them with her when she moved?
Limp young lung girl. I don't know.
Because she needs them.
She took her nebulizer.
Yeah, well, that's
but
good.
But no humidifier.
Strange. Okay, whatever.
Such strange goings on here.
Well, welcome to this wonderful Friday of fun. We are very excited about life and things in general. We've got a list of things. We actually got some stuff prepared.
Wow, like we're coming back to life here.
Yeah. Look, I have some audio that I pulled the other day.
Oh, what is
that?
For
you that you wanted. That's right there. I got to figure out
how to
get to it real quick. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. It is, we'll just jump right into it. You were very touched by the story of the kids who talked to their dad.
Oh, yeah.
In the Ring camera.
Yeah, I don't know if you all saw that. You probably did. They had it on the news and they had it on social media. Mm-hmm. But the dad is deployed overseas. And so he had a Ring camera installed on the house, you know, to make sure that he can see that they're safe and what's going on. Well, then the kids figured out that they could talk to him through it.
Sneaky.
So then they started, like, before they went to school or when they did something great happened at home, they would go and talk to dad through the Ring camera.
So this is pretty remarkable technology, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that camera is on his doorbell in Highlands Ranch or wherever the hell it's at, and he is in Baghdad, Afghanistan, and he gets an alert on his cell phone when his kids go through the doorbell, and then they talk to him, and he can talk back to them.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
he does talk back to him. One little girl was so sad.
Yeah.
She's like, I miss you, Dad.
You want to hear it?
No.
I got it.
Do you have it?
I got it.
Let's see what you got.
Hi, Dad. Yeah, we're going to school to learn a lot. Dad, I love you so much. Come on. I love you. Hi, Dad. I got a new haircut.
The boy's always older.
Hi, Dad.
Older.
I miss you a lot. We're going to see you soon. It's your first birthday today. I love you, Dad. Dad, I got you ready for riding my bike now. All I need for help is to push, then I'm all going by myself.
Yeah.
There's no training wheels, Dad. How cool is that? I hope you come back for work. Bye, Dad.
Oh, I hope you come back from war.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right? Just so cute. Yeah.
No, that is very cute. It's touching.
It is touching.
It's amazing that it's even a ability. It's you don't have to log into Skype. You don't have to make a phone call or anything. It's like you can interact from
anywhere.
The other side of the globe with your doorbell.
With your doorbell.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Did you see the story about the robbery, the break-in?
Which one?
So I saw it on TV and the jewelry store in a strip mall, right? So there's a jewelry store and there's a boutique right next to each other. So in the boutique, she was like, I feel like my ceiling is leaking. And so then they're like, oh, so she's telling the people at the jewelry store and they jokingly tell her, well, you know, sometimes people break in that way. They'll break into like your store to break into our jewelry store. And she was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah, it's a thing that robbers do to break into jewelry stores, like go through less security right. to be able to get in. And she was like, oh, my gosh. So she got a Ring doorbell camera and okay. put it in her store.
Put it inside the store.
Inside the store. So that way, any noise that went off, it alerted her. Anything that went off, it alerted her. So then it went off the next night, and she could hear all this crazy, terrible noise. So she called the police. And by the time she got there and the police got there, they had got the robbers that were trying to peel back the roof over her store so that they could come in and go through the wall and get into the jewelry store.
So it was leaking.
Yeah.
Because they were coming in through the roof.
They were cutting holes in there.
Up on the top.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yep.
See, Ring doorbell.
Yeah,
I'm Ring using doorbell it because as a security camera.
It alerted her because it picks up everything.
That's genius.
Yeah. And the jewelry store was like, oh my God, thank you so much for putting that in. Because yeah. had you not taken, you know, what we had said seriously, yep. then we would have all been screwed.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty crazy,
wow.
right? Yeah.
Well,
so,
my first thought was, was it an inside job? Did the people at the jewelry store kind of jokingly know that their, you know, cousin Eddie was going to come and steal all kinds of stuff out of their jewelry store?
I don't know.
Jokey joke, joke.
Yeah, I
you
don't
know
think
what I mean?
So. I think that that's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
The indoor Ring security camera.
Yeah.
Great idea. I would have not thought about bringing it inside. Well, Meat, we're just talking all kinds of discussions right now. We were talking about Ring doorbells right out of the gate
mm-hmm.
and how versatile they are. And
now, how great they're becoming.
Now,
I mean,
the
I guess
one
there's
thing,
a downfall, too. You
well,
know,
yeah, but. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like in the city of Denver, they're working out a contract with Ring and the residents so that they can have access to everyone's Ring camera.
Right.
So they can use it to solve crimes. And
that's in Denver? Well, yeah, because
yeah.
imagine what you catch on there.
Yep. What's up,
like,
Amen?
A little girl was almost abducted, and someone caught it all on the Ring camera.
Yeah.
And then
that's
they
crazy.
Got the car and the people who were in the car trying to abduct the girl.
It's just too bad they couldn't catch all these damn porch pirates.
Right.
I mean, it's like, great, you got video, like that guy, three different people were stealing from their freaking
right.
their mailbox in their apartment complex.
Yeah.
And they even put up a note that said, hey, this is not a good place to have stuff delivered. And the dude stole the note. Which is a good idea. I mean, you don't want people getting a warning that you're going to be there stealing later.
No.
But it was like one guy on a bicycle, another guy walking through, three different people.
Yeah.
You can't get ahead of the game.
That's insane.
There's more people out there robbing from porch pirates out there than there are people ordering from Amazon.
Right, right.
It's been
shameful.
It is shameful, but it's also tempting. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, we do talk about women. Thank you. Because it's like, oh, man, you see a box when you're – because I see these boxes and stuff on people's porches as I'm driving through
yeah.
our suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I think, man, I wonder what's in that box. You know what I mean? I wonder, it could be a Walkman in there. Or not a Walkman, but you know what I mean? There could be some sort of an electronics
yeah,
in there.
Walkman.
Or there could be something cool in there, but
– I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go porch pirate.
You
got to
start thinking there could just be cat poop
crap
in there.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, that's what a lot of people do, right?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, we do talk about women. Amen is asking if we talk about women. So right now we're going to talk about a very special woman.
Who's that?
Betty White.
Betty White.
Today is Betty White's birthday, in case you were under a rock and you didn't know that, which is not common
remarkable.
Knowledge. Today, Friday, January the 17th, is Betty White's 98th birthday. 98 years old.
That's amazing.
And she's still
born
acting.
In 1922.
Still working. And did you know what she said her... what her favorite meal is and what her success, her key. She says, don't take yourself too serious. Don't make your life all about you. Find things that you like and then really become immersed in them.
Yeah.
And don't take yourself too seriously. And she eats hot dogs, French fries, and a glass of vodka every day.
All right.
Every single day. She has a cup of vodka on ice with some lemon wedges. And on certain days, she'll have two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but never more than two.
Never more than two.
Because she says she doesn't like to feel it.
So...
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What's up, Brad? Heading to Disney with the kids.
Oh, yay. Ooh.
Oh, they're at the airport right now.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
Oh, how exciting. Well, we never did really get an update from Brad on how our riddle worked.
And how he told the kids.
Yeah, exactly. We helped him come up with an idea for the riddle.
I don't think we really helped.
Didn't we? Oh, we probably didn't help.
No, we don't end up really helping.
Yes, I'm in. Betty Wyatt is 98 years old, still alive, still working,
yeah,
still doing interviews,
still active.
Still funnier than hell. Too.
Still acting.
Very
yep.
sharp.
Very sharp.
And she
does
it.
She won like how many awards? She's been
nominated by hundreds, and she's 400s. I don't know exactly what her. But she's probably been in 1,000 things.
I don't know, but she is amazing. And she gets around really well for her being that old.
Yeah, no doubt. No
you
doubt.
Know?
I can't imagine what a 98-year-old set of knees feels like.
Oh, my God.
Because my 22-year-old knees are kind of sore. So, Brad, you taking the kids to Disneyland? Are they totally excited? Did they have any idea? Were you able to surprise them? That's what I want to know. So she's been nominated for 4 Golden Globes. She's got 38 wins and 26 additional nominations.
Wow.
For Golden Globes, Primetime Emmy Awards. Let's see, what else? Golly, American Comedy Awards, Lifetime Achievement Awards, comedy winner. Let's see, she won for Golden Girls. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. Who's this?
I don't know.
Should we answer it?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Got
Summit.
A caller.
I'm listening from Iran. Oh, that's I'm in. Hello, caller, are you there? Summit.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm also in. I'm also hearing whatever you are speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And would you like to comment on that?
I will comment. I'm just started listening.
Okay, great.
In the mid, I will comment.
Okay, great. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's Summit. He was listening right there and just wanted to let us know he was listening.
That's
which was
great.
Very nice of him. Amin is also listening from Iran and trying to understand 100 pieces of what we're talking about. 100%. Trying to gather 100% of what we're talking about.
Okay,
so,
good. That's
awesome.
Good.
We've moved on. Betty White, 100 years old.
That's
She'll
amazing.
Make it to 100 easy.
Oh, yeah.
She looks so good.
Yeah.
And she keeps up those glasses of vodka.
She'll be just fine.
But
she drinks good vodka.
Oh, man. Like Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Oh, she probably drinks that Dan Aykroyd stuff.
I don't know.
They filter that stuff through diamonds. They do. Every bottle runs over a diamonds. He filters it through diamonds.
Whatever.
I swear.
Whatever.
Make me look it up.
You don't need to look it up.
That's why that stuff in the skull vodka is so expensive, because he filters the final filtration.
I call bullshit.
Is through diamonds. It is. That's what I've heard.
Okay, well, good.
And that's Dan Aykroyd's vodka.
All right.
That's probably what she's drinking.
Yeah. I bet it's better than that.
I would not want to be drunk at 98.
Right. You don't want to fall down.
You're going to be wobbly as hell.
Yeah, you don't want to fall down.
I am wobbly. I fell down and broke my thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm bummed out about it.
Yeah.
But that's right. I'm going to have it looked at.
Going to get it fixed. Anyways.
Yeah, so crazy. All right, 98 years old. The next thing we wanted to talk about was Valentine's Day trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're not doing one.
What do you think of that?
I think they're beautiful.
No. What do you think of them?
I think they're beautiful.
Well, I understand. Do you think it's dumb?
No.
Is it just a lazy way to not take your tree down?
I'm
asking the wrong person.
I'm a big time decorator,
yeah,
and I believe in all of the holidays.
You're
and
a tree
you
hoe.
Should. I am a tree hoe. And so I think you should totally decorate
yeah.
it. If you, like, if we had another living room where you didn't have to go into it all the time and your tree could just sit there pretty and pristine, yeah, man, decorate it up.
For every holiday.
Every holiday. Go to St. Nick's. They have ornaments for every holiday.
Every holiday. You can do a Father's Day tree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could do
and a gay
stripper
pride because they're the same day.
Whatever you wanted. You know?
A stripper tree would be fun.
That's only here in Colorado.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah,
it falls
not everywhere.
On different
yeah.
dates and different places. We get Father's Day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I saw on Facebook, I posted a thing. If you haven't seen it, go to Facebook and follow us. Yep. And so if you follow us, you'll see I posted something where a new trend is at the end of Christmas, instead of taking the tree down, you just decorate it.
Yeah.
So you pulled out all your Christmas stuff, and then you just go with this over-the-top Valentine's. Maybe lots of hearts,
yeah.
Lots of red and pink,
yeah,
stuff like that. More loving,
yeah,
ornamental things, ribbons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle says that she is going to do one.
Now, yeah, that's if Randy lets her.
I noticed that. Yeah, that's where I was going to go. She wanted you to come over, and I think that she wants you to come over and help her make bows.
Because so that then, you get drunk with Randy.
So I drink with Randy, and then Randy can't tell her no in front of us.
Right.
So she's using us as like a buffer.
Yeah, right.
Like a shield.
Yeah.
A Valentine's Day Christmas tree shield, as it were. But I like it. I'm in. I would do it.
I would do it too.
I would totally do it. I would do a Valentine's Day.
A great
Day
one would be a rainbow one.
A rainbow one.
Yeah.
And I
rainbow
would
be great.
I'd also like a St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that one would be fun too.
That's the one I think would be
that would
very
be fun
cool,
too.
Is a St. Patrick's Day tree, and we have Christmas here. People here in the Muslim community also have Yalda night. Which sounds fun. They all get together and have a good time. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like
fun. Yeah.
And that's different cultures, you know, they celebrate different things, which is very cool. But still different.
Yeah.
But Chris, we got a Christmas tree. God damn it. I want a St. Patrick's Day tree.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
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 We're getting distracted.
Okay.
Okay.
I would just take it.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, come on.
There we go. Meat is calling.
Meat.
What up, Meat? Hello?
Your name?
How are you?
I am fine. What about you?
Very well, thank you.
Where are you from?
We are in Colorado. Where are you from?
I am from India.
India?
India. Can you tell me again what the name of your country?
the United States.
Okay. Yeah. In which country do you live?
I live in the United States. We live in Colorado in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. The Rocky Mountains. This is us. We're in the Mile High City.
What do you do?
I do radio. We talk to people and make them feel good about their lives. How are you feeling?
I am feeling very well.
Very
because
well.
I am listening you because I am listening you from 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I am
good.
Enjoying.
Good.
I really appreciate that. And how about that old lady 89 years old? That's old, isn't it?
90.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, 98 years old.
Betty White's 98.
Yeah, you guys live really long there in India, don't you?
What? I am not understanding.
Okay.
Can you rephrase the question?
No. We're just talking about that lady who is 98 years old.
Yeah. I am listening.
I'm wondering if people live that...
I have listened that.
If people live that old where you live, in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
I bet they do.
Right, yeah.
They're probably way healthier than we are over here.
I want to know about your culture.
Okay, well, just keep listening. What would you like to know?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, this is going well. So I'm gonna. You just keep listening, Meat, and we're gonna get a lot more things we're gonna talk about here, and I hope that you enjoy them.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh,
bye.
Bye.
Enjoy. Yep. India. Very cool.
Okay.
I kind of always wanted to go to India. I hear it's very cool. Isn't that where the Taj Mahal is?
I think so.
Yeah, that place looks fancy.
Yeah, we need to go over there.
Yeah, it's Sri Lanka.
I just saw a fashion show that's going to be happening in Dubai.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be cool.
I know. It's some Dubai fashion show. I should look into it.
Yes, you should do it.
Because I should go over there and do a fashion show.
Yes, you should.
Might
you
freak
should
them all out.
Show your clothing. I think that'd be great.
Right?
I think that Indian folks would love your clothing. We've never been to India. You know, but this is an open forum. You call in, tell us what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's
call
great.
In, text in, whatever you got.
Well, speaking of fashion, I want to let everybody know how cool our neighbor is. Everyone's heard about Marlin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got an awesome little doggy named Jack.
He does have an awesome little dog named Jack.
And his birthday, little Jack's birthday, is in like
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on Monday. So get this guy. I don't know if he can hear us. He bought his dog a Louis Vuitton coat. He got his little Jack Russell, little puppy, for his 1 year birthday, a Louis Vuitton coat. And it's really cute. It's really cute. Now, does a dog need a Louis Vuitton coat?
No.
Why they even sell Louis Vuitton coats, I don't know. But
it's because people like Marlin are buying them up.
It's badass. It is a badass little coat. Now, we looked at it. It's very cool. It's very classy on him. So that got me thinking about other types of dog wear.
Mm-hmm. And
you may not have known this. I think, Shayna did, that Bret Michaels has his own line of dog clothes.
I think it's great.
Yep.
Do they have bandanas with fake hair hanging out the bottom of them?
You can get the fake hair bandana. That's the cowboy hat and the bandana are available.
I want that.
Also, there's leather-clad dog jackets with studs. Very cool.
That's funny.
But I guess he's working on
a... You think you get some hose?
You get some pantyhose?
Dog hose.
Dog hose, yeah. Well, he's actually working on a new TV show called The Dog Park of Love. You know, he's had the Rock of Love and the Bus of Love.
Right, right.
So now he's got the Dog Park of Love.
The Dog Park of Love.
Which is brilliant. You know what I mean? Think about how many people meet their boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses.
Yeah.
At dog parks.
Yeah. So Meat says we need to go to the Golden Temple.
The Golden Temple in India. I'm down.
We should look that up.
Write that down. Yes. Well, Aman, just so everybody will kind of regroup where we are, I am Sean. This is Shayna.
Hello.
We are Everything Swallow Podcast. It looks like we've got a lot of new folks here from
That's
all over
great.
The place.
I love that.
We've got Miko maybe from Poland is now with us.
Ooh, fun.
Just so everyone knows, we
want to go to Poland.
We're a married couple. We've been married for 20 years, and we just like hanging out together.
Yeah.
So Aman now wants to talk to us. This is great. We are covering the globe today.
That's wonderful.
This is awesome. Aman. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How do you say your name?
My name is Amin.
Amin. Hello. Where are you calling from?
Amin. I'm calling from Iran.
Very nice. How's your day going?
Here is night.
Oh. Yeah, it's evening.
21. 21.
2100 hours? Is that where we're at? 2130?
21. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, that's great. So,
Sean, that is your name?
That is my name. Yes.
Yes. I think that guy calling from India wants to talk English.
Oh,
so he's trying to practice.
Oh, so he wanted to practice some.
Yeah. Time trip practice with you.
Oh, very
nice.
Cool. Okay. Well.
Well, I don't know. I missed
it.
Who you want to practice with?
I love to practice English too because my English is very terrible. So.
Oh, Amin, I wouldn't say it was terrible.
your
English is not that bad at all, sir.
Yeah.
So, I watched a movie about your state about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
About one doctor, woman doctor. I don't know the show, the movie about.
Uh-huh. It was about a woman doctor.
It was a series, 19 episode.
Maybe Dr. Quinn?
Yeah.
She was a medicine woman.
Medicine woman.
Yeah. We have a lot of doctors out here. Do you guys smoke marijuana there in India?
Excuse me?
Do you guys have marijuana there in India? Oh, you're in Iran.
No, we don't have marijuana, but we have another things like marijuana.
Oh, interesting. Because here in Colorado, we have legal marijuana.
And legal?
Legal. Yeah, you go right to the store and buy it.
Oh.
True story.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's true crazy. Story. They're everywhere.
So I just was wondering if you guys had anything like that.
And you have free gun in the city? Everyone wants to have a gun, can buy it?
Yeah.
Yep, sure can.
Yep, we got to do a background check.
Yeah, you got to be checked out.
Gun.
Make sure you're not crazy. Yeah. You're too crazy.
Right.
Guns
you said,
and weed.
We are near Rocky Mountains?
Yes.
Yes.
Me for you.
Yes, yes, Rocky Mountain.
We are near the Rocky Mountains. They're beautiful.
I wish travel to United States one day.
Well, I hope that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's quite beautiful, and I hope to go to Iran someday. Very to be honest,
very hard for us because $1,000 means I can't live in Iran with $1,000 for 2 years.
Oh my gosh!
Holy moly!
That's how much we pay for our rent.
I can live for $1,000 in Denver, Colorado, for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot different here. Man,
I love the movies like Friends.
Oh, Friends.
That's good too. Yep, that's a good show.
Yep.
And your beautiful cities when I look into the documentaries.
Oh yeah,
very cool.
Did you saw Yellowstone?
Did we what?
Did you sell Yellowstone documentaries?
No, Yellowstone.
No. Yeah, that's a national park. Yellowstone is a national park.
It's very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
See, you should come and see that because they have the geysers there, all the animals. It's a very beautiful forest.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Too hard, and too expensive.
It
sounds like it. It sounds like it. Okay. Well, then you're just going to have to keep listening to us, and we'll tell you about how great it is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Amin.
Good night.
That was very fun.
That is very fun.
Sounds like he's got the whole family there.
I know. I loved it. The kids answered.
Yeah, they were yelling at him. Hey.
Yeah.
They probably wanted something.
Yeah.
Kids, that's the way they are.
They want everything.
Just pulling on
that's
you.
Very fun.
That was very cool.
Amen.
Now, $1,000, 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. And wonder if that's not eating out or what. Can you get
I don't
cable?
Know if they have fast food restaurants everywhere. Like
oh,
we do.
No, I would see it on PBS. They have those street vendors everywhere. They might not have McDonald's, but for their culture, they have street vendors and stuff like that.
Right. I don't know.
All right, well,
it'd be
listen,
very interesting to go.
I think now Miko needs to call in from Poland.
I know.
Right? If you're listening from outside the United States and in a different
give us
country,
call.
Then
tell us what you're doing.
You've got to call us. This is wonderful.
Yeah, very exciting.
I'm feeling cultured.
Yeah, me too.
Just a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, I like it.
We're going to look up the Golden Temple.
All you guys, you should lobby your country's government so you can get this Brett Michael clothing for your pets. You want to be dressing up your pets? You think they dress? You think there's any other country on this planet that puts costumes on their dogs?
Or cats?
Or cats, pets.
Or birds, chickens.
Horses.
Listen, we have people who dress up their chickens.
Oh, that's true. I saw it in leggings.
Yeah. And little sweaters and jackets.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Think they do that anywhere else?
I don't know. We probably are just crazy over here. I mean, come on, you know, is anywhere else in the world dyeing their hair and tattooing their bodies as much as we are over
here?
Oh, I'm
sure. Yeah, England and UK. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Woo! We're loading up. We got Poland.
All right, let's see.
We got callers calling from out of country.
I love it.
All right, hello. Miko.
Hello there.
Hi,
hello.
Who is this?
This is Miko White.
Hi, Miko.
You can spell like... Nicolas from Poland.
Nicolas, very nice to meet you.
Joined in.
Are you in Poland?
Yeah, it's your. Yes, I'm currently in Poland. It's evening here.
Oh, very exciting.
So you're at the
end. Just listening to your talk.
Oh, very cool. I'm glad that you are listening. Thank you so much.
What are you doing in Poland?
I actually, in general.
A job?
A job. Actually, I'm, to be honest, I'm a, a partly sighted person, so I have vision disability.
Okay.
But I'm dealing with website accessibility business.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you're able to find us and listen to us. That's so cool. So
actually, it was also because of my accessibility passion. I was just one of my friends just told me about this Podbean application.
Uh huh.
And I have just installed it, and you know, I was just browsing the list of live podcasts. So your podcast was the first one on the list.
Oh,
yeah,
very
that's
cool.
Right, because it's the best. Well, we've been married a long time, Shayna and I, and we've raised some kids, and they've all moved out of our house. And so now we are a couple of empty nesters.
So now you invite people.
That's right.
That's right. Now we invite people.
We're inviting the world into our house. And since we're at home naked most of the time, we figured this is the best platform to do it.
Yeah.
That's why you do the audio podcast.
That's right.
That's why we went with the audio podcast and not a video. Because we wanted people to actually tune in for more than just 1 minute. Well, I'm really excited.
Actually, for me, it wouldn't be a big difference because I'm a legally blind person. So.
Right. All right.
Now I'm just being mean.
You would have to feel your way.
Oh, right. Yes, exactly.
Yes, you would.
Well, that's very cool. So what do you do? What's your hobbies? How do you keep yourself busy over there, Mikulaj?
Actually, this accessibility thing is like my work, my job, but also my passion, my everyday life, I would say, because, you know, due to my disability, I use my iPhone to some extent, a bit different than the others, because I use software called VoiceOver, which is built into an iPhone, which enables me to, you know, listen to that podcast, because, you know, to navigate on the screen when I cannot see or just barely see, this software just allows me to, you know, to operate my phone, for example. Yeah?
Very neat.
That is super cool. Yes. I had no idea that was available.
Actually, every iPhone, every even Android phone has those accessibility features.
So
you can try it on your own. Go to settings and accessibility, but, you know, You would be a bit surprised when your phone talks to you.
Yeah.
I would be. Exactly, I would be.
Yeah, but be careful, because when you turn on the accessibility features, especially the VoiceOver feature, the gestures on the screen change a bit. So be careful.
Okay.
Very good to know.
Very good to know.
It's cool. We're learning so many cool things.
We are.
All right. Well, that's very cool. Thanks so much for listening.
We think it's
awesome. So it's nighttime there?
No, it's evening.
It's evening.
It's
there.
I would check. It's like 7:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's not bad.
Not too late.
Yeah. Okay, so then it's later in India. It's earlier where he's at.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
So what's the weather like in Poland? Because here in Colorado, it's cold.
Actually, here should be like winter, and usually December, January, and February, we tend to have some snow and some frost. But actually, this year, we don't experience any low temperatures. Currently, it's like, we also use this Celsius scale. So for you, you use this Fahrenheit scale.
Yeah.
But in Celsius, it's like, it should be below zero, below freezing, but currently it's not.
Oh, that's nice.
2 days ago, in one of the cities in Poland, the temperatures were like during the spring.
Oh. Wow.
So it's not normal.
Wow, global warming.
For this part of the year.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's been seasonably warm here as well.
Yeah.
Unseasonably, you know what I mean? But it's global warming, I'm telling you. Earth is putting on a little jacket.
It's just warming up. It's doing what it does.
It's just doing what it does.
That's right.
Awesome. So much.
And we cannot do anything about it.
No, we can't
in general, maybe, you know.
We can't do nothing about it. Nothing at all. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
Thank you so
much. And I hope that you follow the podcast and tell all your friends.
Okay,
please do. All right.
Okay. All right. Have a good day. Thank you for listening.
Now he's gone. So Marcio is in Brazil, which is very cool. So we are covered. We're like covering the globe right now. This is a global podcast, people. And speaking of a global podcast, I've got something that I want to talk about that affects all of us.
What?
Did you know that tonight, January the 17th, there are two asteroids that are going to come by this planet?
No.
Yes, there are. Two of them.
Are they coming close?
Yeah, one of them could actually hit.
Really?
Yep. There are two asteroids that are flying by, the first of which is called 2019 YQ3. It occasionally will approach an orbit that is close to the Earth, but it doesn't actually intersect with our planet's path around the sun. But the second one, that 2019 YQ3, is 102 feet wide.
Wow.
Okay. For most of those people listening, that would be in meters, and I'm guessing it would be a lot of meters, okay? But like 300 meters, right? 100 feet, 3 feet is in a meter, 30, something like that. It would be a lot of meters. The other one is the 2020 AD1. This one is 108 feet across, and this one has a possibility because it does go in the same trajectory as our Earth's orbit. It could actually collide with the planet.
Oh.
Now, they're saying that it's at that size, 108 feet, which is a 10-story building, we'll say. It'll burn up in the atmosphere.
But
what it will do is probably explode.
If it doesn't, we're in trouble. Well, you know why? Because you know what happens when you drop a penny off of a roof.
Yeah, exactly. It goes very fast.
It goes very fast.
So this one's moving at like 7,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Something like that. If it does hit the atmosphere, they say it won't impact the planet, but it will come through the atmosphere with such velocity and heat that it could explode. Like that one did in Russia a few years ago.
And then chunks flying everywhere.
Well, it's like a nuclear bomb going off in the air. So all of that burst or whatever, that energy is coming straight down. And so it could... If it were to be over a major city, they're saying it could affect structures and people on the ground if it were to explode. But the chances of it like breaking up and becoming meteorites and then coming down to the planet, I don't know.
I don't either.
But just be aware if you won't care.
Are we going to be able to see it?
If it gets into the atmosphere, we'll see it, yeah.
Wherever it goes, we don't know what
side or what hemisphere or what side of the planet it'll come in.
Interesting.
But it's coming, two of them. Now, I heard some other people on a podcast talking about this today. What if it hit the moon? We watched some stories on the moon and its importance on the planet.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If it took a big chunk out of the moon, it would jack us up.
Yeah.
And on the other podcast, they were talking about how it would change the days, the length of our days and stuff like that. But I don't know.
I guess it depends on how bad it damaged it. I feel like it probably gets hit a lot more.
Well, obviously, you can see that it's been hit a lot.
Yeah.
But it would affect the tides. It would affect the size and the mass of the moon is held there by the weight of our gravity. So it's pulling on the Earth as it's going around it. So if that was a less of a pull, then we would have less gravity.
I think you would need a bigger asteroid to affect it.
You think that 108 footer is not big enough to disrupt the
orbit
of the moon?
The moon is so much bigger than we are.
The moon's not bigger than us. Are you high?
It might be.
You are high. Just think. The moon is not bigger than us.
Are you sure?
Yes. Jupiter's bigger than us.
We don't get to see Jupiter.
No. We see it in the sky.
I know, but look, it's so far away. It doesn't. Well, it's so small.
No. the moon. Oh,
my. I know. Oh, I'm just trying to stump you.
You just made my brain hurt. No.
You're just trying to get all serious. We don't need to. Come on.
What if the moon is made of cheese?
Yeah.
Okay?
Then there's little mice up there eating cheese.
The cheese rains hot cheese.
Molten cheese on us.
Imagine if someone just threw fondue on you. What about that? You're not even worried about that. Hot, raining fondue.
No, not worried about it.
What if it's blue cheese?
Ew.
And you
then
hate
it's going
that.
To stink.
Then you will be worried about it.
Nah.
But just so everyone knows, Shayna is aware that the Earth is bigger than the moon. Whack job.
That was funny. Your face. You're like,
I didn't even know what to say to that when you said that to me. That the moon is bigger than the Earth.
Yeah, and Jupiter is so small.
Yeah, no.
Didn't you ever see one of those little dioramas in school?
Yes, I mean, I did.
That's how little they are.
Those were not to scale. Those were not actual size planets, Shayna.
You saw the one where God was rotating around the Earth, too?
Fine, forget the asteroids. Asteroids are coming, just so you know.
Watch for the meteor shower.
Yep, I don't know where they're going to land, but they're going to be hot balls of cheese falling from a very large moon. Now.
That was funny.
I will get into Planet X with you if you'd like to, and it's supposed to be much bigger than the Earth.
When are we supposed to see Planet X?
We may never. Well, some people believe...
I thought it was coming out. I thought it was surfacing.
Some people believe that we will see it this year because it's on a 3,000-year orbit. And that's why we've never seen it in any of our lifetimes, is because it is a sixth planet, whatever the hell it is. And it will come back around through our solar system. It only comes through our solar system every 3,000 years or 5,000 planet X.
I think I just saw Josie and Alligator pop in there. Hi,
Josie
guys.
And Alligators. What's up, ladies? Are you
so
worried
funny.
About the asteroids now? Have you been watching any of the? No, you haven't. The astronauts up there doing their spacewalk, they're doing a lot of live stuff from the space station.
Where am I going to watch this at?
On your phone?
I don't watch shit on my phone.
What do you do on it?
Nothing. I'm not addicted to my phone like everyone else in the world.
I'm just saying.
You know
saying,
what I look at every day? A sewing machine.
I'm just saying that when you look, you don't go to Twitter either. So
nope.
Never mind.
Uh-uh.
If you have Twitter... And you're following the astronauts on Twitter, or you follow NASA on Twitter, you can see them. They post a lot from space. And they do a lot of live video. Like, the two women were just out there. Did you know that we had a historic all-female spacewalk
good.
At the end of the year? No.
That sounds great. I think that's good. Women should be doing that.
It was historic.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
I will read about it in the history books.
Oh, you won't. No, you won't. Your grandkids will. Your grandkids will read about it. Well, listen, you should check out. They're having some fun up there.
All right.
Okay? Just because you're in space doesn't mean you can't have fun. And those girls are having a good time up there on the space station.
Right. They should probably get some edibles up there.
Oh, my God. How great would that be? Edibles.
Edibles while you're weightless?
Oh, edibles in space. That would be so funny.
It would be great. You'd be all floating away, and then you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I can't untethered.
I can't reach. And then you bang into the ceiling. Oh, it's the ceiling. I'm so high right now. That is a great idea.
Yeah, right?
They have other
You'd be
stuff.
Like, I
they
just craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. My bread keeps floating away.
Yeah. Catch that bread. Did you see a bread fly by here?
That's
exactly
funny.
How it would be. They have, what if instead of edibles, because they don't have a whole lot of room, you could just get one of those sodas?
Because
they
makes
drink
less
soda.
Sense to me.
Why? They drink pop and stuff up there.
That takes up way more room than cookies.
Yeah, true.
Come on. You're questioning me about the size of the
problem.
Moon.
Here is the issue. Now I know why. I know why. They can't have cookies in space.
Why?
I saw this on a show.
Why?
Crumbs. Because crumbs float. If you break a cookie, all those little crumbs from the break float away and get into the instruments. And so they can't have crumbs. Or things that are crummy.
Huh.
So they have to have pastes. And they can have drinks because they'll do that little blob and then they'll...
Yeah, but that'll still get into the stuff,
they
too.
They drink it. They
you
get it out.
You can chase it's crumbs not, no, as fast as you can you chase can, a bubble of pop.
You can't chase crumbs. What are you talking about, girl? Crumbs. Gummies. perfect. Because a gummy won't fall, get into an instrument. It won't get stuck. But
listen,
the whole ceiling
you
of that space
station. If
you lick
a gummy and it takes off, it's sticking to something.
Well, yeah, but you'd be getting it.
Then you'd be licking the wall.
It wouldn't be.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
There wouldn't be crumbs. The crumbs in space are bad.
There you
crumbs
go. That's the name of a band.
Crumbs in Space?
Uh-huh.
It's not a bad name for a band, actually. Writing that down. How about Crumbs from Space?
Oh. Nah, in space are better, I think.
Oh, man. I love it. I'm writing that down.
Uh-huh. What are
you're
you
so smart. I just thought of something.
What?
That I bet you don't even know anything about.
Oh.
Because, well, you watch the Muppet
I know
the
a
Muppet
lot
show.
About stuff. Even if I pretend like I don't.
Yeah? All right, wait, here we go.
Incredible episode of Pigs in Space.
Why would I not know about this? I grew up on the Muppets. That was
I just didn't know if you
the
were
Muppets
aware.
Were one of my three babysitters. I mean, come on.
Who were the
on.
Other two?
Well, oh my God, Sesame Street. And Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
The entire crew of the Swine Trek is in
the Swine Trek.
fill-ins would be like the electric company.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, 10,
11, 12.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
Those shows, too. Well, I just thought Crumbs in Space made me think of Pigs in Space.
I know.
Everything when I say in space makes me think of Pigs in Space.
Oh, you're fun.
I am fun.
The Muppets right, well, were great. Jim Henson was an incredible creator.
Oh, my God. An
Can
artist.
You imagine?
No.
I mean, there are two people that were Cookie Monster.
And one of them is Big Bird.
Not anymore.
No, that was Grinch. He was the Grouch.
He was Oscar the Grouch.
He was Oscar
Big Bird
the Grouch.
Was Oscar the Grouch and
yeah,
Big Bird.
And Big Bird. But he died.
He died recently.
Last week? Two yeah. weeks ago? Something like that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is an incredible feat that he was inside that costume for so many years.
So many years. And Oscar the Grouch. And sometimes he'd be inside Oscar the Grouch with his big bird feet
I
on.
I know. I saw that photo. I saw that photo. He was dressed. He was half bird, half grouch.
Yep. Sesame Street. Check it out. Jim Henson.
Old school.
Look him up.
Yeah, you want to watch the old one.
He's a great puppeteer.
Yeah, he died like a month ago.
Yeah. That was amazing, right? Like, that is truly amazing. Work, creativity, dreaming those characters up.
Yeah.
And making it something.
Well, using what he had. He made Muppets. He made puppets out of anything he could find.
Yeah.
He could come up with a puppet for it. And no greater example is that than the bork, 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 bork.
Yeah, yep.
That's them.
Bring, 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 bring,
bring. Bork, bork, bork. Yep. Those were just a sheet.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they
a
looked like a
with
sheet.
A hand hole in it.
Yep.
And their mouths would get all big.
Yo. And that one hand, he just would always have the one glove.
That would move.
And then that just made the rest of the whole thing.
Unless there were two in there.
And if you notice.
How many were in the dog?
Big Bird's got two arms, right? And his arms will move. Both
yep.
arms will move. His hand was only in the left arm of Big Bird, and then there was fishing line that went around the neck of the bird and
yeah,
tied
to
the
other.
Wrist of the other one. So when he would lower his left hand, the right hand would go up.
Yeah.
If he moved his hand out, the right hand would go up.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. And then his other hand was up
using the mouth.
In there
Can
in
you
the
imagine
mouth.
How bad that would hurt your arm and
oh,
your shoulder?
That guy had shoulder pain.
Yeah.
Well, plus he had a TV around his neck. He wore a television around his neck. So that he could look
see
down,
what he was
and
doing.
That was his monitor to see
yeah.
his world.
Yeah,
that's
sick. Crazy.
That is nuts.
And to be so good at it.
Well, you get in a suit for 50 years, you probably get pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You think he'd talk like that bird at home?
Wow, maybe to irritate his wife.
Yeah, right? In the bedroom.
That's creepy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, get your beak out of here, big bird. That's crazy.
Pretty funny. That's, well... I want to make a puppet.
Make a puppet.
Make a puppet.
That's
you know
the only
what
thing
I want?
We haven't done yet.
I want a vintage ventriloquist doll.
We make everything.
That's what I want. That's what
yeah.
I want. A creepy ass old ventriloquist doll.
I wanted to be a ventriloquist.
Me too.
That's funny.
Try and do some.
No, I can't.
You can't do it? See how good I am? You can't even tell that I'm doing it. I'm not using my lips or nothing.
You sound like you have a lockjaw.
I do not.
I love it.
All right, so
A puppet is like a stuffed animal.
All right,
you can put your hand in and make it talk.
I'm in. Take your shoe off and take your sock off and put your hand in your sock and make it look like it has a mouth. And that is a puppet. And
put some eyes on it.
Put some
googly
eyes on the top. And go, hey, I'm a mint sock.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's a puppet. Yeah. Or look up.
How we say that's a puppet.
That's a puppet. It's just that easy.
You can look up Jim Hansen.
Jim Hansen. Yeah.
J I M.
J I M. H A N.
S E N.
S E N.
Yeah.
S O N.
I think it's
Ian. Hanson.
I think it's S E N.
Yeah.
S E N.
Google knows.
Google knows everything.
Google knows. Yeah. And look at the puppetry. You know, and see the amazing things that he was able to create.
Yeah.
All right. Like us, we create amazing things.
We make everything. Now we're going to try to make a puppet.
Crumbs in Space. I even wrote Crumbs in Space down. Oh, that's the name of the band. I thought, wow, I really was prepared for today. I wrote that down.
I didn't even know
we were going to talk about that, and I wrote it down.
You are a nut job.
I have ESP.
ESP?
Yeah, Everything Swallow Podcast.
That's right.
Bam, bam, bam. All right, so what we need to do is everyone who's listening today, we don't eat edibles. Josie, thank you very much. This is just how we are. We're really giddy.
Yeah.
Right now because
we're not even drinking.
We haven't even drank today.
No, we haven't drank in like a day and a half.
That's right.
We had a dry spell for us.
We had a glass of wine last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's not drinking.
Nah.
That's just juice.
Yeah.
That's man juice, grown-up juice. Not man juice. That's gross.
It's grape juice.
No, it's Friday. I'm excited. My mom has packed up all of her things. Whew. I'm going to set up the hot tub this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go down there and clean that baby and get it all set up. We are going to partay. I'm going to have some drinks tonight. Don't you even worry about it, Josie. I just didn't want to go to bed at 6 tonight, so I'm not going to drink until after 4.
Oh, good for you.
Because we start drinking now, which is fine because I've been off of work 2 hours, 2.5 hours
right,
now.
Right, right.
So that's typically, you know, like a regular person's schedule. But instead, we're not going to. We're gonna hold off.
And we're not going to drink that much because tomorrow you're singing at the
National Western Stock Show. Tomorrow in the evening, I am singing our national anthem. The America Stars and Stripes. What's not America the Beautiful? What's it called? It's just the national anthem.
The Star Spangled Banner?
Star Spangled Banner. God, how did I not know that? Yeah.
Mm.
The Star Spangled Banner
is
what I'm singing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I should learn America the Beautiful too, though. Throw that in as my repertoire.
Sure.
Oh, beautiful. We're doing the national anthem tomorrow. I'll be performing that at 7:30 p.m. at the National Western Stock Show.
Yeah.
For the horse jumping competition.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So if you're going to the rodeo, the pro rodeo, before the rodeo, just slip on over there and listen to me sing the national anthem.
Yeah, and watch the horses jump.
I think people will be throwing down roses and cash.
And cash.
Yeah, dollars
and
hundreds.
Yeah, rolled up bundles of money.
Made into airplanes. The bundles of money also fly well.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, cash you have, it's fine. I don't have a cowboy hat. Shirt.
Yeah, you're getting the shirt.
When are we going
to
do that?
Dina Jewel has it in her car right now.
Is she coming over?
No, she's out somewhere. We'll have to message her.
Well, yeah, tell her she's the one out. She should come by here.
Right. I don't know what side of town she lives on.
I think they live in Parker.
Oh, well, we maybe should hit there on our way out. We'll talk to
her. On our way out to where?
Western Stock Show.
That's nowhere near Parker.
Oh, my God.
Your directions are off.
You know what? It's a big loop around the city.
It is a big loop.
Yeah. Go right or left.
So if you go right, you will go left in this city.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have a sweet shirt. She's going to let me borrow the shirt.
Yeah.
Or Lewis's.
Lewis's
has let me borrow his shirt. It's teal.
It's beautiful.
With the turquoise buttons and
snaps.
And they're
star. They're diamond buttons.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, they're shaped like a diamond.
Yeah.
And they're turquoise. They got a little spot of turquoise on there.
Right.
Oh, so I got to wear my...
Shine bright like a diamond.
I need to wear my turquoise watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I should get my ring out.
Yeah.
It is quite a detour, but you know traffic in this city, Josie. You can't be trusted.
It's better to just drive all the way out around the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Through it.
Parker to downtown.
Yeah.
C4.
C4 to E4.
C4 to E4 to A4. to 225.
I-70.
Yep, to I-70. To,
woo!
Yeah. Finger up the butt. Oh. You can do that on I-70.
You can?
There's places.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, massage parlors and stuff. It's called the backdoor happy ending. yes. Backdoor, oh, you work in the mountains.
Happy
yeah, what's
ending.
Josie's story? She works in the mountains, but yet she lives in outer space. That's what I've heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're on Mars.
I know. That's how we knew. I saw her.
We're neighbors.
Cowboys.
We're neighbors.
No, I'm not wearing a cowboy's hat. Thank you. Oh, Allie has a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Work in Monarch. That's nice.
Oh, in the casino.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember. That is like outer space.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Feel the seat before you sit down.
Always. Don't they keep...
I don't know. That's
I don't gamble,
true.
So I don't know. I bet my entire either. Life and all the times we've been to Vegas and up to Cripple Creek, Blackhawk, all those places, I've spent a total of 10 minutes in front of a slot machine.
Yeah, it's usually... Total. Yeah, we don't gamble.
I got scared money.
We don't even hang out there long enough to get free drinks.
No. Well, that's, yeah.
That's why most people do it.
Right.
And then they're drunk, and then they spend all kinds of money.
Oh, they get you drunk.
We did that in Vegas.
I was going to say, we did do that in Vegas. We sat there long enough to get some shots.
Yeah.
To add to our drink that we bought.
Yeah.
That was smart. I want to go to Vegas. Let's all go to Vegas. Come on. We're going to go up to the resort. When they open the resort. Josie,
oh, yeah.
We're going to
we'll
go up there.
Go up and see it.
We'll do a live podcast from the resort.
Check it out.
That would be awesome. What is a sober cap? Did we mention that?
Sober cap?
I don't know. I know what a sober coach is.
I don't know. Sober cap.
Cowboy cap? Cowboy.
A cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat?
A cowboy hat.
Yeah.
That is a cowboy hat you wear on
that's
your
a,
head.
That's a hat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's it's probably
headwear.
That's probably what he thought.
Cowboy?
Cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah.
That's what the cowboys, the old Wild West, you know, would wear.
Yeah.
Keep the sun out
cowboys
of their
cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, well, the Indians didn't wear cowboy hats.
No. They wore feathers.
They wore feathers.
I know, but I'm just saying, they go together.
Oh, right.
Don't look at me like that.
Listen, you threw me off with the whole moon's bigger than the earth thing. I can't trust you now. I don't know what you're going to say.
You know, that is, you should know, that's our whole life. Our whole life, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I have no idea.
You don't ever know. I sneak out.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Oh, we don't have that.
Uh-uh.
If you drink too much here and the police come, they take you to jail. You don't get to come home.
They don't go take you home.
They're not like, oh, come on, Sean. Yeah. Here we go again. Nope.
Nope.
They take you to the detox tank.
That
detox tank.
Only on... Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got? We got the Ring doorbell where we cried right out of the base. The only thing I have left is the Tesla abuse story,
oh,
which seems kind of ridiculous to me. I don't know why people have a problem with Teslas, and so they're getting keyed a lot.
They're getting keyed.
Vandalized.
Yeah, vandalized.
But that story feels old because it was a few days ago, that woman in Conifer, her car was keyed. So leave the Teslas alone, people, okay? Who cares?
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yep.
Come
and
on.
And then we need to get some more followers. That's where I was headed before you disrupted and distracted me. We need 80 more followers on this Podbean app. We need them. I want them. I want them more maybe than we need them, but I want them and we need them.
Then we'll hit 1,000.
We'll be at 1,000 followers, and that would be incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Incredible.
So we're only 80 away, but we're only 10 episodes, 11 episodes, because this is episode 89. We are 88 from 100 episodes.
Oh.
So we need to start thinking about our 100th episode and what we're going to do.
What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, because we need to do a celebration, so we need maybe suggestions from listeners if they have ideas on episode 100. On what we should do. Maybe we should go somewhere. Maybe we should do something.
How did he... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just interrupting.
Just hold on to it. Okay? And we'll get those 100... We'll get those 1,000 followers by our 100th episode.
Okay.
That's what I want.
You gotta have them before or on it?
I would love to have them before, but if we could do like a follower-a-thon where we're on the air for 24 hours till we get those 1,000 listeners, those 1,000 followers... we're in hour number 82.
Oh, that could get messy.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I don't want to have to do a follower-a-thon.
Yeah, that could get
to
messy.
To get us these followers. But we need 80 more. We're at 920.
Okay.
To get to that 1,000. So let's get them, folks. Let's all make it.
Come on, join the swallow party.
And we can join a swallow party. Like Josie said, maybe we do a gathering for the 100th episode. And we have a little party, you know, that puts us about a month away, if you think about it.
Skipping the weekends. I don't know. You never really know how fast it's going to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, by the numbers.
You can't go by that.
Well, yeah. We're 92 episodes away.
Miracles can happen.
Miracles.
Dreams do come true.
They do. If you say it, they will hear it.
Whatever.
But either way, let's get those followers, okay? Email us your fun ideas that you have.
Email us anything. If you have questions for us.
Photos.
Anything you want.
Anything you want. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Super easy. And get a hold of us and let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we do have a patrons program going on. I want to thank all of our patrons that are still sticking in there with us and donating to us on a monthly basis. That is giving them a little bit of access to some extra stuff.
Yeah.
But it will be more in the future.
Yeah.
As we're able to continue to grow and do more content.
Exactly.
If you really want to give back, we would love for that, and you can become a patron. You just hit that little reward or donate button there when you see it on your Podbean app. Takes you right to it. Sign up. Super simple. And boom, you're helping fund this podcast.
Yeah.
So that we can keep doing things and upgrading our equipment.
Yes.
And our subscription fees. We want to get a website going, but we need those supports to kind of get there to do it.
Yeah,
financially. So join with us. And yes. Let's make this everybody's podcast.
Yes. Oh, you can also follow us on Facebook. Join the Swallow Nation. Mm-hmm. It's a group on Facebook. And so you can join that at any time. We post in there all the time and share fun stuff in there and kind of look into our life a little bit that way as well.
That's right. And then you can be an official swallower.
Oh, yes.
By joining the Swallow Nation.
Come and get swallowed, people.
Come and get swallowed. We love you all. Now, really quick, Shayna was distracted because Amin said last year someone lost their life in a Tesla, right? So you had a question?
Yeah.
An Iranian doctor died in a Tesla car last year.
I wonder how. Like he couldn't get out? Tesla wouldn't open the door?
Don't know that. Or I know that some people were relying 100%
on that
self-driving feature.
So maybe that's what happened.
So I know that we could probably get online and find that story. But my guess is it was something like that. Facebook here is filtered. Amin says so. He couldn't open the doors. Look at that.
Crazy.
That's no good.
No.
Well, that's why I don't drive one.
That's a default in the car.
Still, don't take it out on the car. Don't key people's Teslas.
No. Just have a safety release. Like, so you can't trap people in the trunk of your car anymore?
Oh, yeah.
There's safety releases in the trunk? Yeah.
So smart.
Absolutely. Put that in your Tesla so you don't get stuck in there.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this just went weird.
See, and it was burning?
Jess knows the story.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, you definitely need a safety release.
Yeah, well, an electric car, when the thing's on fire, I'm guessing the electrical system kind of gives up.
Yeah. That's why you need the safety release.
That's a great idea.
Pull the cord.
Or what if those little, maybe if there could be a little hammer could hang next to the window in case of emergency. You could break that glass. You know, a little axe.
It's a fancy Tesla.
Yeah, like a
And they're going to have just a little
hatchet.
Ting, ting, ting.
Yeah, a little hatchet.
Ting, ting, ting.
In case of emergency. Break glass. Just saying, it would have worked.
You're funny.
It would have worked. Thank you, everyone, that participated from outside this country. We appreciate your calls. We talked to Meat and Amin, and we talked to Mikolas.
Yeah, from
Mikolas
from Poland.
Poland, and that was very cool. He's our new blind friend,
mm-hmm.
which are visually impaired.
Yes.
The blind might be derogatory now.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Everything is.
Cover my bases.
Yeah.
Visually impaired.
Yes. That's very good.
Thank you so much for participating in the show. And we love you all. And please keep your requests and your ideas and your comments and
questions.
Anything you have for us.
Coming.
We are here for you.
Yes.
You,
email us.
Need advice on the down low, whatever.
Yeah.
Email us. Follow us on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. We're out there.
Yeah. Sean Swallow on Twitter.
Sean Swallow. I'm Sean Swallow everywhere.
Tell him that.
Yeah. Just Google Sean Swallow.
Yeah.
And we are everywhere.
Everywhere.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. We're very excited about, gosh, about the future.
About
the next
life.
Few days. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right. Be excited about life, people. It changes every day.
When mom's out of here 100%, I mean, it's going to just, we're going to start getting some new guests in.
Oh, yeah.
I've got.
Oh, we have some coming next week.
I've got some great guests that we're going to get lined up and get in here.
Yep. Victoria's coming next week. We're talking about her book.
I have a friend that had a brain surgery.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to him about that. Talk to Steve.
Yeah.
And his wife.
And I'm getting a sex talk Saturday on the books.
We're getting back to some sex talk Saturdays.
Yep.
And some other things like that. I know we've had a lot of people that were really interested in the Swinger podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll do a follow-up and maybe find another set.
Yeah, find some more.
Find a different set of swingers.
That's right.
If you're a set of swingers, give us a call. Email us, everyone, at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Love you.
Love
wait,
you.
No, we're not done.
He's not done. He got, he pre-escaped.
I did. I got excited. Uh-huh. I can't. Yeah. I pulled out early. What else you got?
That's it.
That's what she said.
That's it.
I love it. Well, I hope this song stays in your head all day, folks.
Absolutely. Because it's good.
It's weird, the swallow. The swallow.
Happy Friday, people.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. We love you. Sorry, Potchard, we're out. Thanks for joining us, though. Please give us a follow. Ba 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 ba. Ba do ba do ba do ba do ba do ba do do do.
Put on your house coat.
Oh yeah, it's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Clothing is optional. Ba ba da ba da ba, zoop doo ba doo ah.